Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Say what you're thinking.
WhatsApp, Google it on Fupi.
063-688-0959.
Kaya Biz.
On the street, on the air.
I have two clothing accounts. And I was very specific about it simply because they don't just buy clothes. They give me an option to buy homeware. And the one account also gives me an option to buy groceries. I'm not going to mention names. But ever since the introduction of Payflex, PayJustNow and Happy, I've seen a significant drop in my usage when it comes to my clothing accounts. The 3 month options are a better option for me, no interest charged, and it somewhat also disciplines me. It elevates the pressure of having to pay the full amount immediately, but at the same time not be charged any interest. So definitely loving the PayFlexes and your PayJustNows.
Oh, stunning. So there you have it. Some feedback from many of you. We heard from Umuzi earlier, Umthokozisi earlier, and now from Diang. This is in response to a conversation we had with Finance Ghost. Now, he's one of the investment analysts we speak to. An area of expertise that he focuses on is retail companies. And you might recall, we've been talking to the CEOs of all these companies, the Fashini Group, Pepcor, which owns Ackermans, Techie Town, and the likes of Pep Stores, and even recently spoke to the CEO of Mr. Price. But one thing that Finance Ghost helped us understand is that when we go out and we buy clothes, what the big businesses are saying, we are spending more money on credit sales. So a store account, or as we've heard, the buy now, pay later trend that everyone is picking up on, where you have at least 3 to 6 months to pay off some of the clothing that you would buy. So, we're quite keen to get your thoughts on that one. Not only does our financial behavior reflect in their results, but also plays out in the investment decisions we make. So, share your thoughts if that's also a trend that you follow through with. 063-688-0959.
Pivot Point
on Kaya Biz.
We've come to one of my favorite features on the show. As you can tell, it's really because we get to get an understanding of the leaders, captains of industry, of private institutions, big corporates and multinationals, and we get to know them beyond their titles. Individuals who have played a critical role in shaping the businesses, the job opportunities, the environments and the strategies implemented by corporates in South Africa. But beyond that, they too have also had to evolve in terms of the skills that they've taught themselves, environments that they've had to adapt to, and most importantly, understanding how they view the world differently from a business point of view. Tonight, we speak to a phenomenal leader who has worked her way up through the ranks in various industries, cut her name, clear name for herself in terms of the realm of human capital management and HR, specifically when it comes to the QSR space, quick service restaurants, and in particular, now being a phenomenal leader as general manager of KFC Africa. I'm joined for this conversation by Akona Kenge, who joins us now for more. Such a pleasure to have you, ma'am.
Such a pleasure to be here, Gugu. Thank you for having me this evening.
I'm excited. I wish we could see your jacket. You know, radio. It is amazing. So funky. Has your initials.
Thank you.
One Africa.
I do love it.
Speaks to the brand name. I'll also let my colleague Uputs Kumbuzo know that the Streetwise 2 didn't arrive.
I wish you had told me earlier, because I definitely would have brought him some. I definitely would have.
Got you. I can imagine, Sister Connor, working as a general manager for KFC Africa, huge role, huge responsibility, but also because all of us are so familiar with the brand, you know, you must get some interesting questions about your role, what you do, how you function, and the different markets that you take care of on the African continent. So maybe for those of us who just think, aye man, pangele KFC, you know, give us some context into what your role and responsibility looks like, especially given your exposure to the continent.
Wonderful. So maybe let me give you the context of KFC within the Africa business unit. Is we span 22 markets in sub-Sahara Africa. So that's from South Africa all the way up to Ghana, to Gabon, Nigeria, one of our bigger markets in West Africa, all the way to East Africa. We're present in the islands, so Mauritius, Reunion, Madagascar. Mm-hmm. We're quite a big business across SADC. Our business is also quite massive on that part of Africa. So we are a pan-Africa business, essentially. And my role is to lead and drive the strategy for this business unit. And that means making sure that we obviously growing as fast as we can. We're a big growth brand. making sure that there's a KFC around every single corner, essentially, and that we remain an investable brand. So as a franchised business, our biggest investors in our business are our franchisees.
Mm.
So it's making sure that they can continue to invest behind the KFC brand.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that, because that's also a space where you have gained a significant amount of experience. You actually took care of many of the franchisees within the South African market under KFC. On a day-to-day basis, that is an entrepreneurial spirit that you need to have. So help us understand the kind of level of support that KFC Yum Yum does offer its franchisees in order to operate in a competitive market like South Africa, but also beyond across the continent.
Yeah, so we're very involved in our franchise partners' businesses purely because there's a business model that we know works for a KFC to be successful, which is why we can grow as fast as we can, because we just repeat the successful business model. We work very closely with our franchise partners in terms of identifying where to grow. So whether it's building a new KFC or it's optimizing operations, delivering compelling customer experiences, we work hand in hand with them. So the way that our corporate office, or what we call a restaurant support center, is structured is literally so that we can support our franchise partners in running successful businesses, because we recognize the more successful they are,
yes,
the more successful we are as a brand.
Yes, and that's really important, especially given the shifting dynamics that we've been witnessing. You support the franchisee, the customer is happy, and of course, then everyone wins within the ecosystem of growth and benefit in the South African environment. And maybe let's touch on the customer for just a moment, right? What their preferences are. For any South African, if you say KFC, Streetwise 2 or Bucket definitely comes to mind. Then you can add in the Colonel Burgers as well as the wraps and the likes. But why I ask this is because everyone has an affinity and an experience with KFC. And perhaps when you take a look at the numbers, the trends, the figures, you know, it also gives you insight as to what our experience and preferences are.
So Streetwise 2 is undoubtedly, you know, one of the most favorite items, both in South Africa and outside of South Africa. But I do want to say, from a trends perspective, we've started to see our younger consumers going towards more boneless options. We see this globally. We're starting to see that come through into South Africa as well. They preferring wings options, so snacking options are becoming quite a big thing for our younger consumers that we obviously want to appeal to, because as a brand that's wanting to remain relevant, is we want to remain relevant to the modern consumers. We're starting to see our burger category start to pick up as well.
Really?
So we have a lot of consumers that are actually looking for more modern formats from us beyond just chicken on the bone. So there's a lot of change, and I think as an agile business, we're able to meet those demands. We're able to meet our customers where they're at from a customer journey perspective, because we're not just about the food, we're also about the experiences.
Yes,
because we've modernized our restaurants, we have self-order kiosks as well. Again, that's to make sure that our customers can resonate with our brand. We also have online ordering platforms, again, which are becoming quite a big part of our business. If you go into our restaurants, actually, we've redesigned most of our restaurants into a different look and feel. Again, that's to remain modern, that's to remain relevant to our consumers and to remain appealing. So there's a lot of work that we've done. Last year, we opened our first concept store in Bram, and it was around creating experiential an experiential space for our younger consumers. As you know, Bram is home to over 100,000 students who are all under the age of 21. So we started to bring our gaming into the store. We brought in a lot of elements that you wouldn't typically find in another KFC, like a lot of greenery, etc., just to make the environment a lot more conducive to a younger consumer.
As you say, it's about the experience, not just the meal. Maybe let's talk about that, because part of that experience also comes with our taste buds. And many have actually asked, okay, how is it that you conceptualize some of the phenomenal offerings that you've brought into the market, whether it be, you know, the burger, waffles and donuts, the sweet and savory. And, you know, is there research that actually shows what works on different parts of the African continent in terms of our taste buds and preferences?
Yeah, 100%. So when you look at South Africa, we obviously, out of the 22 markets, are the biggest. We contribute over 80%. However, we recognize the different geographies that we operate in and the local tastes and the local flavors. So what our marketing team and our innovation team are obsessed around is ensuring that whilst we're an international brand, how we show up in the market needs to feel very local. So for example, if you go to Kenya, some of the menu items you find will be very locally driven. If you go to Ghana, some of the flavors sauces that you'll find will be very localized to Ghana.
Spicy.
Very spicy, exactly. Even the type of spice. If you go to Nigeria, we're busy working on flavor formulations for the rice, as an example, for their jollof rice. And it's different from the jollof rice you find in Ghana. So it's staying connected to what the consumers are looking for and making sure we can innovate around that while still remaining an international brand, but we can deliver locally relevant flavor profiles.
100%. If you've just joined us, it's 19 minutes now after 7 o'clock. We are speaking to our Pivot Point guest, Akona Kenge, the general manager for KFC Africa, who is guiding us in just in terms of understanding, you know, how you manage this beast across the continent within the quick service restauranting space, talking us through the customer journey and, of course, shifting not just from a meal, but really making sure that we prioritize experiences and the localization of taste and preferences to meet our needs as customers. I want to go back to the franchise and at some point bring in the human element here, because that is has played a significant base in terms of your leadership journey and evolution and rise, really, as general manager of KFC Africa. And speaking about franchising as well as the ecosystem, you're a multinational business operating that bird flu that we often talk about when we speak to the likes of Astro Foods or Quantum and other poultry producers in the country. And even the currency fluctuations, right, that do take place. I know you're a private company, you can't talk numbers, but maybe just help us understand, you know, supply chain dynamics, how, you know, mitigating those risks is something that is top of mind to make sure that we don't go through a KFC drive-through and we're told, sorry, Googs, no zinger wings.
Well, I mean, if anyone's interested in our performance, we are publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange, yes. So our numbers are available there. But in Africa, certainly not.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are exposed, I think, to some of the exogenous factors you've just spoken about, especially avian influenza. However, and I want to state this, is we have such strong partnerships with our poultry suppliers that even before it hits the market, before it hits Africa, they're already aware of the trends and how it's moving. And we already have contingency plans in place to ensure that should AI hit South Africa or should it hit any of our suppliers who supply into the rest of Sub-Saharan Africa, we have enough product in the market, we have enough mitigation plans in place, because that's what running a business is really all about.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the specific risks that your particular business is exposed to and being able to manage in the time of crisis. And that means working together with your suppliers. So I think, you know, in the ecosystem of our suppliers, we're able to have those conversations and we're able to pivot as we need to. But I think what's important is for us to stay connected.
Mm. Let's talk about staying connected, because as I say, you have been and operated as head of HR, people management, if I'm not mistaken, at Yum Brands and KFC before you were appointed as general manager. And I think that's important because you are understand the ethos of people within the business and how critical they are to making sure that that strategy is implemented, the franchisees are happy, at the end of the day, customers are. What's been your biggest lesson as a leader of a multinational organization around adequate management of people? And I even hate to use the word management of people because it sounds like this thing, right? And the truth is, you can't manage people. What you do is you partner with them to unlock their potential, right? So I'm hoping I'm phrasing it correctly, but what are some of the highlights and lessons that you learn from your franchise days in terms of training, HR, that you carry with you now as GM that resonate and remain critical in terms of your partnerships with people?
Yeah, I think one of my biggest lessons, and it's not, it hasn't just been from my previous role in HR, but also throughout in my franchising career generally, is that everyone is looking for something different. Your franchise partners are looking for something different from the KFC brand. Your employees in the restaurants are looking for something different. Your employees in the restaurant support centers are looking for something different. Your suppliers are looking for something different. Now, you need to understand what everyone is looking for and to what extent are you able to meet everyone at their point of need to the extent that it benefits your business. Because at the end of the day, we're all in it for business, right? So what are my team members looking for? What is it that brings out the best out of them and makes them show up in the way that will make KFC better and stronger?
Yes.
What are my franchise partners looking for? They're looking for a return on investment. So how do I make sure the business model remains investable? What are my suppliers looking for? They're looking for continuity, right? Because as long as they continue to supply us, their businesses are secure. So how do I ensure that?
Sure.
how do I partner up in a way that ensures their sustainability? The people that work in our restaurant support center, they're looking for growth. They're looking for opportunities. Mm. They're looking to advance themselves. How do we make sure that we continue to provide those opportunities for them in a meaningful way?
You've put it so beautifully and so succinctly for us to actually understand meeting everyone at their point of need for the benefit of your business. And maybe that's another aspect you can give us more clarity and color on. When we think of KFC, we just think of the brand. We think of the drive-thru and the restaurants that we go to, the people that we interact with, you know, directly. And we forget that there's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
Just for that chicken to make its way to the restaurant, there's a delivery truck, a supply chain that's involved. There's individuals taking care of, you know, the cool drinks that need to be cold by the time we get them. You know, perhaps continuing to innovate in terms of the tastes and the product features that you actually have. And I think that's, take us inside, you know, what's it like inside well, KFC in terms of the ecosystem?
Yeah, I mean, it's massive. I think even when I joined the brand 10 years ago, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe there's so many moving parts here and there's so much
right.
to just bring that best tasting chicken to the restaurant. So even before the chicken gets there, actually, we need to get a restaurant built. That's where it all starts. No restaurant, no chicken.
Got you.
And actually, part of the work we're doing now is we're doing a whole drive around getting South Africans to help us identify ideal locations for a KFC.
Okay.
So, for example, if you happen to be a landlord or you know somebody who owns a piece of property, we're reaching out and appealing to those people to say, help us to grow. We are a growth brand and we want to grow in an inclusive way. And if there are South Africans who have access to these pieces of property that we can actually put a KFC up in, we would like to get in touch with those people. And we're offering 60,000 rands for a site that actually gets converted.
Oh, wow. So and any partnerships, I guess, if they want to be involved, franchising or...
Well, not as landlords. So if you have a piece of property or you know of a piece of property and you think a KFC would work out really well, we've got a development team that can assess that property. If we like it, it gets approved through our investment committee and it gets converted to a KFC, you get 60,000 rands. And
fantastic.
I think it's a wonderful way of including South Africans in our growth story as well, because traditionally we've always dealt with, you know, very sophisticated landlords, property owners, property managers, etc. And if you don't fall within that ecosystem, you get missed. And we'd love to include South Africans in our growth journey. So that's the part. So get the store built. And every time we do that, not only do we get to employ people in the local community, so employment opportunities. We employ about 35 people for every restaurant that we open. So there's employment opportunities that come with every KFC that we open. But also they are the people that actually build the KFC. And we use the local contractors to build the KFC. We use the local tradespeople, the plumbers, the electricians, etc. So there's a, you know, literally bringing economic activity into a trade zone every time we open a KFC. And then obviously our supply partners, whether it's poultry, it's buns, it's packaging, all of that needs to come together. And most importantly are our team members in the restaurant, because they get to prepare all of the food that we serve to our customers on a daily basis. So that's important, to make sure we're getting the right people, we're getting team members who are excited about delivering our products, who understand and are passionate about our brand. So that's how it all comes together. And therefore, our restaurant support centers exist to make sure all of that happens the same way every single day. Because whether you go to a KFC in Bergbron or a KFC in Belleville, the experience should be exactly the same. The product should be exactly the same.
100%. And you're quite right. It's that it's tangible and we feel it regardless of which store that you actually go to. So, Sakona, you've given us such a beautiful breakdown. In my mind, goodness, we need to like visit this whole ecosystem to actually get a better understanding of it. But I love how you've explained it so succinctly. I guess to close off with, you know, you took on this role back in 2023, April. So it's just over 2 years now, if I'm not mistaken, in the seat. And as you say, you're looking to grow in South Africa. Maybe talk us through the targets that you have in place, number of stores that you want to open, what the target and growth trajectory looks like for you, and what you hope your legacy, not just as GM of KFC Africa, will be in the business, but as Usisi Sakona, the leader, you know, who's shaping and influencing so many dynamics within the ecosystem of KFC in Africa.
I think for me, the big growth agenda or the big bold goal from a growth perspective is I'd love to double the number of KFCs we've got across the 22 markets.
So almost 3,000.
We're sitting at 1,500 now. If we get to 3,000 by 2030, that for me would have been goal achieved. And there are lots of plans in place and lots of moving parts to bring that to fruition. That's the one that's on the hardcore part. Gotcha. I think on the softer side of things is I'd love for my time to have, you know, signaled change for our people, especially our women. I'm a fierce gender advocate. Yes. I'm not ashamed about it. I want to bring women along on our growth journey. There's a number of programs. Yeah, absolutely. There's a, you know, a number of programs we run to be more inclusive and to ensure that our women not only earn a seat at the table, but that they own it. And so if I can see more and more of our businesses across the continent being led by women, that would make me very happy.
It also, as you say, not only do we need a seat at the table, but we also need to raise our voices at the table. 100%. And I think this is so critical, because this is something that you've been very vocal about, around the opportunity can be there, you can even create it, but you really need to capitalize on it. What's your message to women on that particular note? And perhaps maybe middle management, those who are feeling conflicted, unsure as to how to fully take the reins of their career.
You know, sometimes you get a seat at the table and you still wonder if you deserve it. I think my encouragement to women is you have a seat, you deserve it. No one's done you any favors. And when you have it, own it and make sure you're making other seats available for other people as well. Because it's easy to forget. It's easy to get in the room and not leave the door open. Leave the door open once you have a seat at the table.
100%. On that note, a phenomenal interview and conversation that we've had with the general manager for KFC Africa. This could go on and on, Sis Akona.
Go on and on.
I love
you.
It. I don't want it to end. Akona Kwenne, who's joined us in studio today to give us some insight into her journey. Onwards and upwards. And hopefully this is the beginning of many more conversations we'll have with you here on Kaya Biz, given your growth and just so many other topics and themes that we can talk about regarding the organization. So thank you again.
Thank you, Gugu, and looking forward to it.
Likewise. If you've got land, guys, but it also needs to be strategic, as you've heard, and you think a KFC can be opened up there, do make sure that you are participating in that opportunity. You know, you would be contributing to growth. But of course, you know, as a business partner, you know, getting a favorable incentive as well for your participation. Share your thoughts.
063-688-0959. Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.